This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 3. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. It says there, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses." End of quote. We learned yesterday that God transfers people from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. God offers forgiveness of sins by the blood of Christ, which is poured out on the cross. This is how God qualifies people and enables them to share in all that He has prepared for His people in the kingdom of light. Today's insight says, "In Him" means in Jesus. We have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. Who is Jesus? To get you to know this, let me take you back to the olden days in the Jewish law and sacrificial system. Countless innocent animals were killed, and their blood became rivers of water in those days. You know, the rivers of blood flowed on those days. You can read about it all in the book of Leviticus in the Bible. However, the Bible says in Hebrews 10:1, "The law was only a shadow of the good things to come, even though numerous animals were killed at the altar, and they poured out their blood there. It could never take away the sins or make people perfect." Listen, it says that all those countless killings of animals and their blood were only a shadow of the good things to come. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 4 says, "It is impossible for the blood of the bulls and goats to take away sins." You see, a shadow is only a shadow, not a real thing. The shadow of your image when you walk on the street is not you, it is just a shadow. The animal sacrificial system was a shadow only for the good things to come. You see, they cut the throat of the innocent animals and poured out blood on their altar. It was definitely hard, painful, and cruel. However, God did not say that's all they need to do. God said it was just a shadow. God pointed down through the history to show us the real Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who would carry the world's sins. Apostle John pointed to Jesus and said this, and it is recorded in John 1:29. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus was the fulfillment of the shadow of the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament law. The Hebrew writer says this, "Jesus Christ offered His body once for all as the fulfillment of all those shadows." Jesus did what the shadow could ever do for humanity. By His once-for-all sacrifice of His sinless and divine body, Jesus brought permanent redemption by His blood to all who would come to Him for the forgiveness of sins. What a beautiful verse. In Him, in Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. End of quote. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice to perfect the imperfect people. By one single offering of His body, He sanctifies them who would come to Him forever and ever. Beloved, you don't need to live under the burden of sin and its guilt. God offers you permanent forgiveness of all of your sins. As a result, you can enjoy the peace with God and the peace of God inside you when you understand and believe who Jesus is. You see, God qualifies you to share in all of His goodness and kingdom because of the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Transfer your sin, mistakes, and guilt that has the potential to destroy you. Transfer it all to Jesus Christ. Carry all of it to the only perfect Savior of the world. Listen, you are not made to walk with your sin and guilt. Jesus carried it all by the verdict of God the Father. Switch it all to the Savior. Would you pray with me now? Please pray now, because this is the moment of your salvation and eternal life. Father in heaven, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe I have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of my trespasses. I believe He is the fulfillment of the shadow of the Old Testament law and sacrifices. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me by forgiving my sins. Please grant me peace and eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.